The majority of votes cast in Anchorage's municipal election have been tallied, and while some races remain too close to call, Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports a clear picture emerged last night on most of the candidates and measures.
Incumbent Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has a sizable lead over his main challenger. A major utility sale drew huge support, and a controversial measure on bathrooms looks likely to be rejected, although by a narrow margin. As the city implements its first vote-by-mail system, only about two-thirds of the total votes cast were tabulated Tuesday night, with more returns expected Wednesday evening. In the mayoral race, Berkowitz leads by about 22 percentage points, a wide margin. Still, he says he's not celebrating yet.
We're waiting to see. I mean, there's still a lot of votes out there to be counted. We feel good about where we are, but I want all the votes to be counted.
Berkowitz says his probable second term will be a continuation of policies he's pursued the last 3 years. His administration has enjoyed an amiable relationship with the city's 11-member assembly, which has leaned gradually more to the left from when Berkowitz first came into office. At her headquarters on election night, challenger Rebecca Logan was also not ready to declare the race over.
Without seeing precinct data, knowing what's still out there to come in, it's hard to really have an opinion.
Logan ran a campaign focused on crime and the economy, taking a more conservative approach than her opponent. While the clerk's office estimates there are about 26,000 ballots left to be counted, by Wednesday, even conservative allies of Logan said it would be unlikely for those outstanding votes to change the preliminary results. Residents overwhelmingly approved the sale of city-run electric utility Municipal Light and Power to Chugach Electric Association by a margin of 2-1. Greenlighting officials to begin negotiating final terms of the deal. Voters also opted for all 7 bonds on the ballot, from school maintenance projects to park and road improvements. In school board races, Dina Mitchell and Elise Snelling have commanding leads, with the contest between Alicia Hild and Tasha Hotch still too close to call, separated by just a few hundred votes. Mitchell, a first-time candidate who's been an advocate for public education with the group Great Alaska Schools, says she wants to make sure programming is protected in Anchorage schools, even as funds diminish.
We also need to make sure that our students who are underachieving are lifted, and it's going to be challenging. Again, with the flat funding that we're seeing, it's going to be challenging to make sure that every dollar works as hard as it can.
Proposition 1, an effort led by a conservative group to regulate bathrooms by a person's biological sex at birth rather than self-identified gender, appears to be failing. However, with a margin of less than 4,000 votes, or around 8% of ballots cast so far, the early results are too close to be definitive. The campaign against Prop 1 attracted more than $800,000 worth of contributions, much of it from advocacy groups outside of Alaska, who say the measure would discriminate against transgender residents. Locally, a coalition of groups called Fair Anchorage spent more than a year organizing to defeat the proposition, says campaign manager Katie Ward.
I was surprised by the results and continued to be surprised by how Anchorage voters have stepped up and denied discrimination to coming back into Anchorage, and we hope that the results will hold.
Voter turnout is on track to break a new record, with the clerk's office forecasting more than 76,000 ballots ultimately returned, or around 35% of the city's electorate. Increasing participation was one of the major reasons the city switched to a mail-based voting system. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.